Well, warming things up here in Studio A are a group of percussionists from far-flung places. One who is very familiar to audiences in Kalamazoo is the professor of percussion at Western Michigan University, Judy Moonert.
Hi, Kara.
Nice to have you here.
Thank you.
Also along for the ride is one of your students, Austin Mortier.
Hi.
Nice to have you here.
Pleasure.
And we have a special guest all the way from Honduras who is joining the percussion ensemble on the stage tomorrow night. Very nice to meet you, Chris Pineda.
Oh.
Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you too.
Now, Judy, tell us about what brings you all together and your vision for the concert tomorrow night.
Well, I met Chris several years ago when I went down for his percussion festival in Tegucigalpa, Honduras, at the National School of Music where he teaches. And actually, me and Greg Secor went down and played as a duet for the festival, and that's where we first met. And then we've, you know, been in contact. I went again another time with the Western Wind Quintet. And so, and his son, Henry, has been a seminarian, a summer seminarian for the last 2 years here at WMU. So we've been in contact all this time, and it's a wonderful friendship.
What do you have planned for tomorrow night?
Couple things. Chris can talk about Mayan and Garifuna's music that he'll be doing with the percussion ensemble. In addition, we're going to do several pieces. Fractalia by Owen Clayton Condon, which is an unusual mallet quartet in that you have two marimbas and then you have tom-toms. Each player has two tom-toms. And so it's a mix of kind of taiko music,
yeah,
with the drums,
the Japanese,
mixed kind of with a little bit of mabira or thumb piano music. So it's really a cool piece. Then we're going to be doing an interesting piece called Stealing Thunder by Robert Patterson. And Stealing Thunder means like to steal somebody's thunder. You know, you're playing a solo and all of a sudden somebody comes in with a solo on top of you and steals your thunder. And this is actually, this piece is based on famous drum licks or, you know, drum rhythms played by famous drum set players of the past. And then it's set to a thunderstorm. So it's actually an electronic piece. And it's all timed with the thunderstorm. And so it's kind of a really cool concept. Like the booms of the thunderstorm line up with our booms. And the rain line up. We make rain sounds with brushes. And it's a cool piece. Then we're doing a piece that we just played for the Society of Composers Incorporated this past weekend. Western hosted their conference. And so the percussion ensemble got to pick one piece. Composers submitted many works, and we got to pick one piece. So I picked a piece called The Whole World Was Missed Once by David Farrell. And it's a very soft, ethereal nature. Very back to nature piece. Beautiful colors and sounds coming out of the percussion. Very unusual piece. And then the last piece we'll be doing is Six by Ivan Trevino. And this is your straight ahead, pop influenced a little bit, mallet sextet.
Is that the largest group of students that will appear on stage, or does the University Percussion Ensemble get even bigger than that?
The largest group would probably be for The Whole World Was Missed. Well, the largest group will be for Chris's piece. His pieces will be the largest group. That includes all of us. Me too.
How many of you will that be?
Oh, wow. 10? 11? I'm not sure. I've invited some more to attend tonight.
Okay. Well, if we could, I would like to talk to Chris. And Austin will be translating. He's fluent Spanish speaker, and I am not. So thank you, Austin, for helping us out here today. First of all, I'd like to get to know Chris Pineda a little better and ask, how did you become a musician?
¿Cómo se convirtió en músico? Oh, de la... Antes que todo, gracias por la oportunidad, por la entrevista. Yeah, before anything, thanks for the opportunity for the interview.
Well, you're welcome. Yeah. Thank you.
Pues inició de muy, muy pequeño, estaba niño, y de mi familia solo dos personas somos músicos, y la influencia fue pues ver a mis amigos que eran ya músicos jóvenes.
He says he started very young, and in his family there were only two people who were musicians, and he was influenced by watching his friends who were already musicians.
En ese tiempo nadie creía en la música en Honduras.
In that time, nobody believed in music in Honduras.
Yeah, porque no había trabajo en ese tiempo.
There wasn't any work in that time.
Músico, no, work.
Being a musician wasn't work.
Did you think you could go to school for music?
Pensaba que pueda ir a la universidad para la música.
Claro, sí, siempre mantuve la idea de llegar muy alto con la música porque la música no tiene frontera.
Yes, he's always had ideas to go far with music because music doesn't have any borders.
Mm-hmm. And so you did go to college?
¿Asiste a la universidad o no?
Asistí ya, tengo ahora una licenciatura.
Yes, he has a degree now.
Okay, where was that?
¿Dónde?
En Tegucigalpa, Honduras.
In the capital.
In the capital mm-hmm. of Honduras. Mm-hmm. It's a large city, a university town.
¿Es una ciudad grande con universidad grande o no?
Sí, es una universidad grande. No existen tantas oportunidades directas como para accesos a instrumental, musical, ¿verdad? Accesorios.
He says, yes, it's a big university and they have access to instruments and accessories that they need.
I'm curious to know what style of percussion you focused on. Was it traditional Honduran style or formal European classical styles?
¿En qué clase o estilo de música ha especializado?
Oh, en la percusión latina, Latin percussion.
Yeah, Latin percussion.
Latin
yeah.
percussion. Okay. Would you name some of the drums, different percussion instruments that you typically perform on? What are, just list them out.
¿Puede nombrar un poco de instrumentos y tambores que se usa en este estilo de música?
Okay, congas, tambores garífunas, bongos, timbales, maracas, güiros, claves, etc.
Do you have a way of studying the history of your music? I would assume that a lot of Honduran music, it comes from a folk tradition that is not written down. Mm. I'm curious how you study that sort of.
¿Hay una manera de estudiar ese estilo de música?
Claro, es la mejor manera es introducirse con las mismas etnias de mi país, como son garífuna, lencas, pech y muchas etnias. Mi país es un país multicultural.
¿Y qué significa etnia?
Etnias, exacto.
He says, yes, there are lots of different ethnicities and races that you can look to for information today in Honduras about this.
Okay, and Judy, you had something to elaborate in this.
Oh, no, nothing to elaborate. I just want Chris to tell the audience about the background of some of the pieces, which are very traditional Honduran that we're going to be playing.
Oh, sure.
Because he has some really beautiful things to say about these pieces.
Name one of the pieces so we can go straight to it.
Well, I'll let Chris do that.
¿Puede dar un poco de información al público sobre una pieza hondureña?
Okay. No tenemos evidencia de que los mayas tocaban como lo estamos haciendo ahora.
We don't have evidence that the Mayans played exactly the way that we play today.
Sí, lo que sí tenemos evidencia es la descendencia de los mayas.
What we do have evidence of is the descendants of the Mayans.
Sobre la forma que ellos están tocando ahora.
And the form that we're playing today.
Lo mismo pasa con los garífunas. He estado con la sede del Ballet Nacional Garífuna para poder entender y enseñarlo a mis alumnos.
He says the same thing happens with garifuno culture, and you can now look at the National Garifuno Ballet for information on how the art is doing today.
Let's talk about how the Mayan piece will sound. This is an informed, not reconstruction, but an informed interpretation of Mayan music.
¿Cómo va a sonar la pieza maya? ¿Es algo nuevo o algo más tradicional de los mayas?
Es muy tradicional, de la forma más descendiente de ellos.
It's very traditional of the descendant form of their music.
La profundidad del sonido.
The deepness of the sound.
¿Verdad? La profundidad del sonido. Y después de... Se ha comprobado, se ha estudiado que después de los sacrificios humanos hacían estos tambores, hacían estos sonidos, máxime por la noche.
They would make these sounds and music at night after their human sacrifices were over.
Let that sit for a minute.
Yeah.
Again, the concert is tomorrow at 7:30 p.m. University Percussion Ensemble in performance with special guest artist Chris Pineda. And Austin, are you also performing
yes.
for this concert?
Mm-hmm.
When he says profundo or deep music, are we talking the sound of the pitches, or are we talking just the spirit that it evokes?
Well, both. He talked a lot last night during our masterclass about not only creating the right sound, but also drawing it from inside you and letting it flow out of the body instead of bringing in any kind of tension or unnecessary focus.
And how did it feel to play it?
Really good. I mean, once we had everyone in the circle kind of internalize those directions and everyone started pulling it out from the same inner space from within the body, it started to take on kind of a dark and, you know, ominous sound.
Are they instruments you had handled before, Austin?
Yes, they are, but I would say that probably we're using many substitute instruments that are not exactly the same as the Mayan instruments.
Mm-hmm.
We're using a lot of African drums to practice these rhythms.
Okay. And are we simply talking about a round drum with a skin on top?
Mostly, yes. Yeah. Some of them have two skins, one on either side. Many of the drums we've been using are goblet drums, djembes, that are shaped like actual goblets that are West African instruments.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's exciting. Why don't we get introduced to another piece on the program that we have queued up to listen to, and that would be Fractalia. Let's go back to Judy Moonert for an introduction to this piece again.
Fractalia is by Owen Clayton Condon. He's a member of Third Coast Percussion Ensemble, which Western hosted a couple years ago. Was very fortunate to have them here. And this is the piece that has two marimbas and four players, and then eight tom-toms. Each player has two tom-toms, a high and low one, and it's kind of the combination of taiko techniques you'll hear on the drums, very clear kind of unison Japanese taiko rhythms, with really thumb piano kinds of marimba playing, interlocking melodic lines, kind of stacked. And it's...
Does the title Fractalia get in your mind as you're playing the piece or hearing the piece, with fractals being a very visual sort of idea?
Yeah, absolutely. It's ideas that are stacked and they come in fugal kind of, you know, one comes in and the other follows. Kind
Judy
of
is gesturing wildly.
Yeah. But so you'll hear each person come in with that, and it kind of stacks and then kind of, you know, creates... a composite melodic idea through stacking.
Tickets are available at the door for this concert, and it actually begins at 7 p.m. with a pre-concert discussion. Music at 7:30 p.m. in the Dalton Center Recital Hall. It's on the BPI series presented by Western, the University Percussion Ensemble. Here's Third Coast Percussion playing Fractalia.
Thank you.
Fractalia, the name of that piece, and we heard a studio recording from Third Coast Percussion written by one of the members of the group.
Yeah.
And Judy Munut, my guest here, is the director of the University Percussion Ensemble, and that's one of the pieces on the program. Do not take it as representative of the whole program, is my advice to any percussion concert. You will hear so many different things.
Yeah, every piece is totally, absolutely different.
That's just how it is.
Yeah. They're very different.
Judy, may I interrupt really quickly to note that last week marked a concert of Collegium Musicum where Matt Steele had a last hurrah, a swan song for 34 years of teaching on the faculty. And I just wondered what it was like to have such a longtime faculty member leave and how it feels over at the School of Music.
It's always difficult, you know. I hate to say this, but right now I've been there the longest besides Yat Lam Hong. So I've seen most of my colleagues when I first came, most of them have retired. You know, so you hate to see. But, you know, on the other side, you know, we gained all these new composition young faculty. And I love working at Chris Biggs, Richard Johnson, Lisa Coons. They're just so invigorating. You know, they add a different energy to it, mix.
I do know.
And we, you know, so that's how life goes, you know. And I'm going to miss Matt a lot because we taught non-Western music for a long time together. So he knew all about,
you know, percussion music from around the world.
Oh yeah. He knows all about it. So yeah, I'm gonna miss having him as a colleague.
And how many years have you served on the faculty now?
This is 36.
Goodness gracious. Yeah. Still a young woman.
Thank you.
Okay, well let's focus again on tomorrow night's concert. Begins at 7:30 p.m. And because you're the special guest, I'd like to hear more about your life in Honduras. And do you spend a lot of time teaching?
¿Pasa usted mucho tiempo enseñando?
Claro. Sí, todo el día y parte de la noche.
He says, yes, all day and part of the night.
What is it like to be your student?
¿Cómo es ser su estudiante?
Son mejores que yo.
They're better than him.
Oh.
Sí, ellos estudian mucho. Tengo ex alumnos en Europa, ahora en Estados Unidos estudiando.
He says they study a lot, and he has students in Europe and here in the United States continuing to study.
What do you think is the most important thing for students to do, number one? What is
¿Qué considera que es la cosa más importante para los estudiantes hacer?
Pienso que ellos lo que logran, lo más importante es mejorar cada día, mejorar su nivel.
The most important thing is to get better every day and keep raising your level.
And that means lots of playing.
¿Y eso significa tocar mucho?
Claro, lo primero es tener mucha humildad. La humildad abre muchas puertas y la pasión por la música. Ellos tienen mucha pasión, aunque no tengan muchos instrumentos, pero tienen la pasión por aprender.
He says the most important thing is to have humility, and that humility will open a lot of doors for you. But also important is passion, and more important than what you have to play with is your passion.
Do you write music for performance?
¿Escribe usted la música?
Sí. Sí, claro, para el ensamble, para todo lo que es música de las etnias hondureñas, sí, tengo que escribir.
Yeah, for his ensembles and everything that is of the Honduran ethnicities, yes, he does.
Okay. Is it taught by ear or do you write scores?
¿Se enseña la música con los oídos o con la partitura?
Partitura.
With scores.
Ah.
Yeah.
Written down for generations of musicians. What were some of your earliest pieces like?
¿Cómo fueron sus piezas más tempranos, primeras?
Fueron como un sueño, ¿verdad? Yo visité la ciudad maya Y fue donde impresionante percibir todos los sonidos y levantarme y escribirla.
He says it was like a dream to visit the Mayan city and write that music.
Does this music have melody?
¿Tiene melodía?
Unas, la mayoría. No traje acá con melodía, solo una que se llama Penumbra.
You only brought one here that has a melody, and that's called Penumbra or Halo.
How much time did you spend with Mayan descendants and their music?
¿Cuánto tiempo ha gastado con los mayas y su música?
Oh, casi 8 años.
8 years.
Eight years.
Yeah.
That's a long time.
Yeah. Y con la música garífuna, todo el tiempo que he estado estudiando y interno en la costa de Honduras.
With the garífuna music, he said he spent all the time that he was on the coast of Honduras with that.
Now that you've spent time studying the music of Mayan heritage, do you see Mayan influence in other things beyond music?
Ahora que ha estudiado la influencia y la música de los mayas, ¿ve la influencia de la cultura en otros lugares fuera de la música?
Sí. No la podría, o sea, comparar. No es que sea la mejor, pero sí hay muchas descendencias y veo que muchas diferencias, ¿verdad? Con las diferentes civilizaciones.
¿Y diferencias entre las culturas o la música o qué?
Culturas y civilizaciones.
He says, yeah, there's a lot of difference between the different civilizations and cultures of the music that he plays.
So there's a lot to draw from, I expect.
Yes.
Austin, what is it like to work with Chris? Do you have an interest in music from other cultures and learning all these different styles?
Yeah, absolutely. I'm actually about to graduate and I've considered in the next couple of years continuing my studies with world percussion specifically. So I'm really excited to be working with Señor Pineda here. And yeah, it's really great to learn how other cultures view music, because a lot of the time it's very, very different from how we do here.
I forgot to ask, do you use hands or do you use sticks, mallets?
Se usa baquetas o manos para tocar.
Igual, baquetas y...
Both.
All.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay, so there will be the sound of drums struck by sticks as well as
yes.
Hand drumming in these pieces.
Mm-hmm.
Fantastic. Judy, can we cover another piece? Is there a...
I don't have any recording of Chris's work.
Well, this is pretty new.
Yeah.
Well, let's move to another one that you brought.
You want to, how about The Whole World Was Missed Once by David Farrell? This is a piece that I chose for the University Percussion Ensemble at the Society of Composers Incorporated. David Farrell... the composer came up on, we worked with him on Thursday night he was here. So we worked directly with the composer, and then we performed this piece Saturday morning for the conference. It's a very beautiful piece, very, very quiet, very subtle percussion compared to a lot of pieces we play. And so it's got a really just the colors that he presents create a lot of beauty in the piece.
Did you make this recording during that performance?
No, this is actually a recording of the University of Houston that he had done this piece with before.
I'm with Professor Judy Moonert, as well as percussionist Chris Pineda and Austin Mortier, who is a student of the School of Music. And the concert is tomorrow at 7:30 p.m., featuring the University Percussion Ensemble.
Thank you.
And the name of that work was The Whole World Was Missed Once. It's one of the featured pieces tomorrow night on the University Percussion Ensemble concert. There's really no way to fully describe any particular percussion concert. They are always so different, filled with different sounds, different melodies. So we're doing our best here this morning with Judy Moonert, student Austin Mortier, and guest artist, Honduran musician Chris Pineda. I'm going to ask a question that's a bit deep, a philosophical question. Do you believe music is important to your soul, and why?
¿Cree usted que la música es importante para la alma y por qué?
Perdón,
para la alma.
Oh, really? Verdaderamente es increíble cómo nos cambia. A veces yo salgo muy cansado de trabajar o si la necesito para meditar.
He says it's incredible sometimes how it can change us when we come, you know, from work and need restoration, I suppose, meditation.
It is a way of life for you?
Es una manera de vivir.
Claro, para mí sí. Para mí sí, porque vivo de eso, transmito a mis alumnos esa misma pasión, y creo que esa es la clave para el buenos resultados de mis alumnos, y ellos van resolviendo los problemas.
Yes, very much for him it is. And what's important for him is that his students take that and are able to resolve problems with what he's able to give them.
Why do you think humans play music? Why are we so attracted to music from the Mayans to today and even beyond?
¿Por qué cree usted que los seres humanos tocan la música?
Oh, esto es una fuga. Es una descarga de nuestro interior. Yo pienso de que en la forma que expresamos la podemos transmitir a los demás.
He says it's like unloading something from inside of us, and in the manner that we express it, it's a way to transmit something to other people.
Again, I just want to let that sit there. That's a beautifully phrased. The concert is tomorrow night at 7:30 p.m. To a more technical question, I wondered what we were talking about Mayan drums, Mayan instruments. How are they constructed?
¿Cómo se construyen los tambores y instrumentos mayas?
Okay, esto sí hay evidencia de que los mayas construían los tambores y dieron paso a sus descendientes.
There's evidence of the way that the Mayans built their drums because they passed it down to their descendants.
Por ejemplo, los garífunas construyen sus tambores por medio de la luz de la luna.
For example, the garífuno culture built their drums under the full moon.
Para un buen sonido.
For a good sound.
Yo lo tuve que comprobar porque antes yo no creía.
He had to try it for himself because he didn't believe it before.
Yeah.
But you agree.
¿Está de acuerdo?
Claro. Sí, yeah. Ahora sí. Sí.
What are some of the materials used?
¿Qué materiales usan?
Okay, la madera es muy importante hasta para las marimbas. La madera granadillo, ¿verdad? Que se utiliza bastante. El cuero es de vaca. Y todo eso lleva un proceso. La madera lleva un proceso de una semana. El cuero es una noche clavado en la arena.
They use wood and cow skin to make the drums, and the wood is treated for a week, and the cow skin is applied over the course of a night.
I heard the word granadilla, which is a very, very dense black wood.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, for oboes, clarinets as well, I think. So harvested, of course, from the region, the natural materials of the area.
Sacan las materiales de la región.
Sí. De las montañas, el palo de rosa también es otra madera muy importante.
Rosewood.
Yeah.
Yeah, rosewood. He says it all comes out of the surrounding mountains.
Mm-hmm. Are some of those drums here at Western, or did you bring together the university on instruments?
I think it was all university, right?
Yeah, all university. Yeah. We don't own the authentic drums.
Yeah, we don't own any of the authentic drums, so we just use the substitutes.
Well, that's a reason to take a trip to Honduras.
Yo les voy a mandar.
Yeah, he's going to send us some.
Well, the concert again is at 7:30. I'm going to go around one more time for final thoughts. And I'll start by asking Chris, what are your final thoughts on people coming to tomorrow's concert? What would you like to see and share with people tomorrow night?
¿Qué quiere usted ver y compartir con el público mañana en el concierto?
Oh, quiero transportarlos a algo diferente con alumnos talentosos, con una maestra talentosísima también, y que el público perciba la fuerza y la delicadeza a la vez de los tambores.
He wants to bring something new to the audience with talented students and an even more talented professor. And
¿puedes repetir otra vez la parte final?
Oh, que perciban la fuerza y la delicadeza, la parte fuerte y la parte piano, de escuchar los tambores sonar.
He wants the audience to hear the force and the delicacy of the drums and the louds and softs, the balance and the variation.
How about your expectations for tomorrow night, Austin?
I want to bring the audience a lot of variety because I think there's a lot of worth in what you mentioned, that you can't really expect a percussion ensemble concert to conform to any one piece. And I'm just excited about the sheer variety and diversity of the things we're going to put out tomorrow. I think a lot of it's going to be very exciting for the audience and a lot of it's going to be very new for them.
And finally, Judy, your final thoughts on the show?
I'm just so happy that we could bring Chris Pineda here. I heard the Maya music and the Guarafonis music when I was in Honduras. And it just made one of those life impressions to me. So to be able to bring Chris here and share this music with our area in Kalamazoo, I mean, I think it's just a fantastic opportunity. So I am just so happy that we can do this.
Would you introduce the piece that will take us to the end of the hour now?
Yeah, the last piece is Stealing Thunder by Robert Patterson. And this is for six drummers who play very fast rhythms based on drum set parts with a thunderstorm. It's all timed to a thunderstorm, so stealing one's thunder.
We have a recording from a live performance.
Yes, this was a 2005 recording by Western.
Judy, thank you so much for coming in.
Oh, thank you, Kara, for having us.
Again, the concert starts tomorrow night at 7:30 is when music begins at 7 o'clock. If you come a little early, you'll get an introduction with performers. That's the Bullock Performance Institute series at Western Michigan University. Dalton Center Recital Hall tomorrow night. Details online at the School to Music website, wmich.edu/music/events. And thank you all for being here.